Kane has unveiled a four-point education initiative targeted to craft individualized learning plans for students, to put a renewed emphasis on career and technical education programs, to streamline federal workforce development programs, and to teach STEM curriculum, which includes science, technology, engineering, and math, earlier, and raise existing standards for those courses. Kane also says further adjustments are needed for the No Child Left Behind Act.
No Child Left Behind is fundamentally about helping students be minimally competent. That's not the yardstick anymore. If we're going to be competitive globally, we got to be excellent. It has to be more about results and less about processes. It's like it's created the need for all these new paperwork people instead of innovation and teaching. And then finally, we have to figure out a way to solve this unfunded mandate. I mean, it's fine for the federal level to say, well, we want all these things to happen. If it's going to be an important enough federal priority, we also have to make sure that we're putting resources behind it.
Kane says if elected, he believes he can use education reform as an issue to unite the divided Congress. Craig Carper, WCVE News.